B-Pod Studios.
Everybody, welcome to Checkpoint Daily. It's Friday, payday for many of us.
Oh, yeah.
Us specifically.
Pay Diddy.
Oh, is it payday for us today?
Yeah, buddy. Check that account. You're getting married and you got paid.
I am. Oh, man. That's a great day.
I know who to rob now. Thank you, Chad.
Oops.
That's why I say for certain people.
I mean, it's pretty obvious when you say it like that.
No, it's not. See, Chad.
They don't know where we live. Do you?
We live in the interminets. What are you talking
about? Yeah, we aren't real people. We're part of Skynet.
We're all AI. I'm not real. Yeah. Anyway, with that said, we hope everybody's enjoying their Friday. It's the last day of the week. Getting ready for the weekend and all this great stuff. Callie.
Yes.
Is getting married.
It is wedding day.
How about that?
Wow. I'm terrified.
Why are you here?
To do this show that I love doing with you all, clearly.
Sarah's mad at you.
Yeah.
Sarah's mad at you. She'll
understand, right?
She will not, no.
She will not.
No, I am definitely going to be in trouble.
Do you know how long it's going to take the both of them to squeeze into their bodices for this wedding?
That's true. I got to get laced in like right after I get out of here.
Exactly. This is going to take a long time. All right, Chad?
That's fair.
So I'm just saying we got to keep it moving. Either way, here's what's happening in the world of gaming.
Okay, so in addition to me getting married, we also have found out there's going to be two more Fast and Furious movies.
Yes!
Woo!
Now,
yes!
Listen, I was surprised by that, given that this one is the one where we go to space.
We can go... Listen, there's five dimensions, okay? There's Ooh. Five dimensions. We've only operated in three so far.
Okay,
right?
So time?
Yes.
We have a time travel movie.
Time and consciousness.
So we have an Inception,
yes.
Fast and Furious, Fast and Furious.
Yes.
Left. Okay, great.
Yes.
How about Interstellar, Faster, Furiouser?
That's what this one's going to be.
This is the Interstellar one. But this one is not time-space.
Yeah.
It's
just
space.
I want Interstellar
On the last one, Dom's going to, like, I don't know, drift around a black hole to go back in time.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you. So,
they
listen.
They meet, like, all the Star Trek characters. I'm in.
No, this is how it goes. You got the one in space, right? They're going to go to space, right? And they fight and do all kinds of cool space stuff. The next one, right, is that at the end of the space one, Dom is going to get captured by aliens, right? And they have to go save him, but the aliens have brainwashed him, so they have to go deep into his consciousness to remind him of the importance of family.
Okay.
Okay? And then when he sees them, right, this will be where they cross over, because low-key, that's how Dom that whole time has been gone for many years, and he became Riddick. Right.
Oh yeah.
Right. He became Riddick, and then they found him. Yeah, and then they found him, and they went into his subconscious and reminded him of family. And then he came back, and for the final film, they go back in time because he's been traumatized by this experience. Right. And then go back in time, and they kill Paul Walker's character because he was really to set off the chain of events that led to this.
That's in bad
taste,
though.
And they stop it.
Yeah,
okay, they don't
bad.
Kill him. They stop him from ever becoming a police officer, right?
There we go.
So he never meets them.
It never happened.
And so now we've come full circle, and they just continue to street race and highway rob semi-trucks as a family.
Yeah.
And that is how we... In the Fast and Furious.
We need
and it turns
Reddit.
Into Gone in 60 Seconds. Nailed
yep.
it. Awesome.
Yeah.
Robbie Landis in the chat suggesting the final film title will be The Last of the Fast.
Absolutely, that's what
I like
it's called.
It. But did you know that Vin has a new album that just came out?
Sure does.
Oh,
or at least
no.
a single. I don't know if it's a
full
album.
It's a single.
But
Didn't he do it with... it's an EDM song. I think he did it with Tiezo.
It's like
or...
it's very lo-fi, yeah. chill... kind of music
or like Cascade or somebody
I don't
like
know
that. I think it was Cascade, but it's like an EDM
yeah
album or an EDM track.
Is that any good?
Done.
I mean,
It's EDM. It doesn't have to be.
It's one of those things where
the floor is low or the floor is high.
If I heard it and didn't know it was Vin Diesel, I'd been like, all right. And then I heard Vin Diesel like, oh, you know, he's not bad.
Listen. Vin Diesel can do no wrong at this point. The man has taken the Fast and Furious franchise far beyond what anyone has thought.
That and he's kind of like, he doesn't seem like he's a bad guy. Like, he's one of those actors who I've not
No, he plays D&D. I need him to be a
good
guy.
That's what I mean. I feel like he's one of those actors who you just kind of like, even though he's in all these crazy action movies and it's kind of like goofy. But like,
he's a character you do not dislike.
Right.
He's an actor you don't dislike.
Yeah,
right.
That's the main thing with Vin Diesel. I don't think if somebody came to you and said, you know what actor I hate? Vin Diesel. You would look at them and be like, what's wrong with you?
Why? He's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
Weird.
That's
fair. You'd have to have a valid argument that I can't dispute for me to like hold on to that.
Yeah.
Even remotely put that in my brain for 2 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm excited to see these final three films.
Yeah, we still have to see Fast 10.
Yeah.
Fast 10? Fast 9? What are we on?
I don't know.
I don't watch them. I'm not going to lie.
I think
we're on 9. Yeah, 9. So this will be 10 and 11. They're going to do 11 of them, not 12. That pisses me off.
I'd be much... Well, that's when it turns into Ocean's 11 style.
That's when they rob a casino
cars. That's when they rob a space casino.
Well, but
and
but,
meet people from Star Wars.
Yeah, they robbed the Death Star.
Oh,
yeah, the Death Star. There you go.
Oh, my God. They're the ones who are going to steal the plans for the Death
Star.
They're
the boss in spies. This is it.
That's the name of their new group. Their new gang is the Both and Spies.
Oh, my God. This is so dumb.
It's so good.
But you know what? The best part about this is they can have spinoffs until the end of time.
Oh, yeah, like Hobbs and Shaw.
They could do spinoffs until... they could do Hobbs and Shaw. They could take Tyrese and Ludacris and do movies with that where they do high-tech heist films.
Yep.
You could do a billion things with this franchise. It's great.
All right. So moving on. Chad, I'm going to turn this one over to you. We had a new Amnesia game drop, Amnesia Rebirth.
Okay, so this is the same games that came out in like... 2010-ish for like PS3.
Let me get you the release on that one.
Yeah, I feel they came out in the PS3 generation, first person games.
September 8th, 2010.
Yeah.
First released for macOS, Linux, Windows.
So it was PC.
Yeah, it was PC.
Okay, which makes sense because it is a pointy clicky kind of game, and it really shows its age in that way.
Yeah.
But it's still one of those, it's really one of the first one, The Darkest Descent, is really the one that kind of
still maintains a 10 out of 10 on Steam.
Because it was one of the first of its kind. It was one of the
first
kind of ideas.
They did like predate Outlast and games like that.
Essentially, it was really the intro to those games. Mm. It's the first time you stop, you're not, other than Fatal Frame, where you don't fight against the monsters, the villains, these entities.
Where like you're helpless against the enemies you
Your face. Options are run or hide.
Exactly.
Those are your choices.
And,
Outlast kind of perfected that formula that Amnesia started, I feel like.
Yeah. Outlast brought the more modern day twist to it with the whole night vision. The thing about Amnesia is it's set in like the 1800s.
Right.
So you can't do that.
Your tech is limited.
Your tech is limited. But it's still scary because you have like candles and it's very, the lighting is really good and it's very moody.
Your sanity plays into it. It was kind of also, I don't want to say the pioneer because it existed beforehand, but it has the sanity meter.
Well, that was Eternal Darkness.
There's a lot of...
On GameCube, that
they took a lot of elements of other horror games and kind of made it their own at the time.
Mm.
Now, Rebirth just came out on Tuesday, and essentially the reviews, I haven't played it yet, so I don't want to give my full review, but the reviews have been okay.
Okay, because I'll say like Machine for Pigs, I believe was the title of the second one, and it was not super well liked, I think.
No, it was, that one I think exactly has the same problem that this one has. It's more of the same, which is fine. I don't mind games that have more of the same because sometimes it's just a different story, but it's still the same elements. All right, I can handle that. Mm-hmm. The one thing I will critique on this is I did find out that in the first one, you get all these kind of like notes of, oh, there's this other world. Oh, there's more to the story than going on. But you really still go through the story, and you don't know for sure exactly these like other entities.
Yeah, and it's still a haunted house.
It's still a haunted-y kind of feel. In this Rebirth version, it's... You go between dimensions.
Oh, that's boring.
And it's, I'm sure it's still scary, and I'm sure it still has all these elements, but I feel like part of the fear was not knowing.
So it's like the evil within in that case.
Exactly. It's not knowing that this other side, other world existed, yeah, for well, sure.
That's kind of way the thing scarier.
About, that was the thing about the first game, too, was like, okay, yeah, are these monsters real? Are they...
Is this part of my head?
Is this part of my insanity going on? Why is the water splashing as it gets closer to me? That's not good.
Right. They did bring back the goo, so that, everyone's all excited about that, apparently.
What is with horror stuff in goo?
Because have you ever stepped in goo?
Yeah.
You ever get freaked out because you stepped in goo?
No. Wipe my shoe off.
Nice, brand new white sneakers.
I don't wear white sneakers specifically for that reason.
More white. Okay, fine. But like, I panic when I step in goo. Like, it's like, you know what it is? Ever like go in a lake and like you don't know what's at the bottom, and then
but
you
put slimy.
You put your feet in, it's slimy.
It's
and
algae.
But that fear that as a kid you don't know that.
I listened in third grade science, Chad.
I was younger than that. I was like in kindergarten. I know nothing of damn anything in kindergarten.
Well, it's the same thing as like bugs, like right. A lot bugs, of people are afraid of bugs when there's ostensibly no reason to be afraid of bugs.
Majority of bugs are harmless. Yeah, same reason. And never mind. I was gonna say rats, but then the whole plague thing.
There's a very good reason that many people were afraid of rats for many years.
I cannot
like spiders, but that's because at a glance I don't know if this is a deadly spider or not. You know, or a poisonous spider.
Yeah, but it's Cthulhu-esque. Who knows?
Well. Anyways, I forgot where I was going with it.
Because I'm just saying, there's goo in all of these new horror games, and goo is not scary.
You know what the most watched stuff on YouTube is? Slime videos.
Yes, children make goo. It's not scary.
Well, all regardless, it could be scary. I don't know.
Okay.
You ever try to get out of the carpet?
Goo?
That would be scary.
I use goo off.
No, goo gone.
Goo gone.
That stuff is lifesaver.
I was thinking it was goof off, goo off, and goo gone, and gum off.
Yeah.
Gum off, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, none of that's scary, so.
Regardless, the game is just more of a continuation of some same stuff. I'd say if you've never played Amnesia, I'd go back to the basics. It's on the Switch now. You can get the first one and second one.
The least scary platform.
Yeah, but I still think you could play it under the covers, and I still think that gives it an element of like feeling that scared as a kid. I don't know.
Yeah, go play the original one, and there's a bunch of good modified campaigns for it, like custom stories that were made for it, and actually a couple of them are creepy AF. So, if you want some spooks, go do that.
I may check it out, but game developers, stop putting goo.
Yeah, don't put goo in your game.
I like goo. Scary.
That's better.
I much prefer just random organs.
Ugh.
I mean, there's plenty of that too, but
okay, you should play Outlast. Let me tell you, there's quite a few random organs you're gonna see, and ones that you wouldn't expect. Ones where you're like, is that
a pancreas?
No.
How about the pee?
How about like a vulva?
Oh, that's right. Okay, yep.
You wouldn't expect to see that, but uh-oh. Wait, that is what's on that table.
Well, that's some repressed stuff going on with that game director.
All out horror.
Let me tell you, that game you were talking earlier about how you don't like things that are like super horror. We were talking about that, I think maybe it was on another episode. Mm-hmm. But it's like, that one goes all the way for
sure.
Got it. All right, I got to talk about this real quick. So Google has decided to launch some free Stadia game demos to entice people into cloud gaming. Can I tell you something?
What year is it? Who thinks
that's going to work?
It's not.
What are the games?
Does it matter?
Maybe. What are the games?
How about
are they new?
I don't know, actually.
They don't
say?
Which
is not a great sign. Pac-Man Mega Battle Tunnel? Mega Tunnel Battle. Let me get this right. Let me be kind to Pac-Man.
Not a good start, Google.
I don't know what that is.
Let's see. We also have Humankind, which is a game demo and beta that's happening. Immortals Phoenix Rising.
Okay.
They also announced that Jedi Fallen Order is coming to Stadia.
But not
a year later.
Yeah, is it free?
I don't think so.
See, this is the thing.
See, what are you... Okay, Google, what are you doing, all right? Because, listen, I went to bat for you on this, Google. I'm going to just say this now. I went to bat for Google. I went to bat for Stadia.
So did I.
Because I said... Well, you actually bought one, which I
sure
did. Which I did not.
Yeah, I really went to bat for him.
But
yeah.
I went to bat for you on many a Checkpoint show and said, listen, cloud gaming is the future. Cloud gaming is what, once we get to Wi-Fi 6 and 5G, where high-speed internet is going to be ubiquitous, right? everywhere without even thinking about it. Cloud gaming is the future. There's going to be no reason for you to splurge $1,200 on a graphics card because you will have essentially leveled the playing field for high-resolution graphics at this point, right? Cloud gaming in the next 5 years is going to be how most people play games, period. Mm. At least in the next generation.
xCloud doing it right.
xCloud doing it way better than you. And Google, you have more servers than anybody on the planet. How on earth are you letting Microsoft beat you at this? Because they are. They're beating the shit out of you at this.
I think the problem is with Stadia. Is it Stadia or Stadia? Stadia. I don't know anymore. Stadia. The problem
I've
Stadia,
heard it both ways. I don't know.
I still don't know, which is another problem.
I say Stadia.
But the thing I'm kind of noticing with them is I feel like they brought out the Stadia just to get it out.
Well, I mean, there is an element.
They wanted to be first.
There is an element of that, but the problem even with that, Chad, is the fact that Google has every single bit of infrastructure in order to make it work while Microsoft still had to build theirs, right? What Microsoft has is the hardware and some of the software stuff, right? Because they just do. They're Microsoft, right? They're able to do it themselves. Google has all of the information they need. They have all of the software know-how. They have the servers. They have all of the stuff, everything, the hardware, everything.
You know what they don't have, though?
The games.
No, well, that and, that and the relationships with the developers.
Exactly. And here's the part of that is that you're Google. How don't
how,
you?
Yeah, I think that's the problem is that they went into this with a lot of times the same thing that we have with esports issues is we don't have these relationships with the developers. We have a good product. We have a good idea. We're just going to put it out there, and it'll just do good because it's a good idea. Okay, yeah, but you need these games to really push your good idea. You can't just go out there. When you have something like the PlayStation or the Xbox, you need the games to sell your product.
Yeah.
Google didn't really finalize this before pushing it out.
Which infuriates me because they had a game producer like Jane Redmond to come on to their team and sort of lead that idea, and it just didn't work. Listen, it just flat out just didn't work. They don't have the third party support.
xCloud's gonna work because Game Pass.
Flat out.
Well, yeah.
I don't want to invest $100 in Stadia and then have to start buying my games library from scratch. I don't want to do that, and that's what I had to do. And so I got my Stadia and hooked it up and made sure it worked and played one game and never used it again.
Terrible.
And that was
fun.
It.
Fun.
Terrible.
Yeah, fun times. I'm so happy I have that.
It's kind of like what...
Oh, well, you know what, though? I do have that Chromecast Ultra that comes with it. I use that all the time.
It's kind of like, why wouldn't... What was the difference other than it being cloud-based than me just having the Steam Link that failed? At this point,
yeah,
I still would have had to buy it. I still had to do all the stuff. It's technically on a server, which
I
is
still
my
have
computer.
My Steam Link. Let me tell you what, I've used my Steam Link more in the last year than I have my Stadia.
I've used my Steam Link once, but I think I'm about to use my Steam Link even more because I want to play all the Yakuza's, and I have like 4 of them all on Steam.
There you go.
I'm definitely about to do that. But that's gonna be that. We'll be right back with more Checkpoint Daily. So.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Stick around. Hey everybody, this is Norris Howard, host of Checkpoint HP on campus. And if you're wondering, esports in college, that's a thing? Yes, it is. So if you're curious about can your kid or maybe you get an esports scholarship to a university, yes, it's possible. Find out how on Checkpoint XP on campus. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, BPod Studios, or wherever you get your podcasts. And on YouTube. Welcome back to Checkpoint Daily, where we have just had a 20-minute conversation of the crappiest names in Final Fantasy XI because it is objectively nonsense. All of
it. Yeah, look them up.
Look them up. Just look up the zone names of FF11, and you will be surprised at how many of them are impronounceable.
And then be angry when there's no voice acting to actually go find out how it's pronounced.
Yeah, but, you know, with that said, we are approaching a new month very quickly, and to be honest, one of the biggest months in gaming, which is strange because it feels like nothing happened in October. But we got one of the biggest months in video games in November and the holiday season as they approach. We got new consoles, blockbuster games coming out. So I wanted to ask this to the floor in the panel as well as our chat over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. What are you looking forward to the most in November? And we're going to start off with Callie. What are you looking forward to?
Okay, so there's obviously a lot of cool things happening in November. I mean, between console releases, between Cyberpunk finally releasing after they get done with their crunch time. I think for me, the thing that I'm torn. It's actually things that I want to watch versus things that I want to play.
Oh, okay.
It's either Animaniacs.
Okay.
Which is dropping November 20th. I'm pretty geeked about that. Or Mandalorian, which I know technically starts in October 30th, but it's
majority
be, like the majority of November is going to be dedicated to talking about Mandalorian.
Well, I mean, Mandalorian is cool, and I'm looking forward to it. First of all, I saw a tweet that was basically like, if Giancarlo Esposito is in your show, it's top tier, which I agree.
You know what? You're not wrong.
Yeah, and you know the way I feel about it is, I think the Mandalorian has a tall order to try to replicate, you know, any sort of the feeling that they captured with that first season, but it's. It seems like it's going to be cool. As long as they don't try to go too far into it, I'm looking forward to it as well. But are there any games? Are there any games or anything you're looking forward to?
I mean, for sure, I'm looking forward to Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
As much as I almost don't want to be, like, it's been so long and we've waited. Like, the hype has been so big for so long. But how can you not be? Like, at the end of the day, it is CD Projekt Red. You can be pretty assured it's going to be a decent game. It's a setting that I'm super geeked about that doesn't get nearly enough love and attention anymore.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I liked the original Cyberpunk pen and paper game. So, I mean, yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah. Chad, what about you? What are you looking forward to?
I mean, there's the obvious Cyberpunk, but I've been looking through a lot of, like, the games just to see, like, what's coming out. Like with the PlayStation 5 and Xbox, obviously. But one of the things that kind of caught my eye and I forgot about until actually just looking at this was Valhalla's coming out.
Sure is.
A lot of people didn't like, Odyssey?
They're idiots.
Well, I think they didn't like the way that they did the story.
I don't care. They're stupid. Odyssey's the best Assassin's Creed since 2.
Which, arguably, I haven't played it. I'm not going to lie. I haven't played it, so I can't give myself.
Go play it. Actually, don't, because it's going to take you 200 hours.
Yeah, I think that was the problem people had with, like, it was such a...
It is. It's almost too big.
Expansive game. It just feels too big. You can't complete it. It doesn't feel like a story. But the thing I'm liking about Valhalla that I'm hearing is it's almost like, I don't know, like mini stories that you go through instead of it being like... You feel like a sense of accomplishment, I guess, where in Odyssey you didn't.
I mean, maybe. They're talking about doing essentially the whole, all of British Isles. Like, and if they create that at, like, a 5-to-1 scale, that's still a massive
game. I'm sure it is. But if you do it if you make it feel like it's more than one chapter or more than one thing, it might feel less like a slog.
I will say that. There's a lot of sameness to Odyssey where it does feel like there's kind of no real chapters, and they try to break it up with the modern stuff, but let's be honest, the modern stuff in every Assassin's Creed is stupid and nobody cares.
But I
too am looking forward to Valhalla because they're adding a homestead and base building mechanic, which if you want to hook me on an adventure game,
Give me
a base building mechanic. Give me
throw customization my way, and I'll probably
Give me character customization, the base building where I can have like a little hamlet and have little citizens and stuff. It's like combining my love for city sims and adventure games and mashing them together, and I'm just happy. I'm just in my happy place. So I'm looking forward to Valhalla. Obviously, you guys know I'm looking forward to Cyberpunk. Simply because I just think the hype and everything I've seen from that game has been so, so convincing. And I just hope, please don't let this game suck.
Yeah.
Well, at this point, I don't think it'll suck. But don't let it be mediocre. That's my big thing.
Man, my biggest worry is that, like, we're going to get into the character creator and some of the gender stuff in there is going to be fucked up. And I'm going to be like, ugh.
Yeah.
Damn it. I just... Get this right, please?
You know what?
I need them to get this right.
I want to ask this to you, Callie, because I think this is really important when we're talking about stuff like cyberpunk and what they're trying to do with the gender stuff, is that, yes, it may be problematic, but are you willing to deal with that for the sake of progress?
So typically speaking, I am generally willing to deal with some problematic elements for the sake of progress. For it. Like, I'm willing to say a step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. I don't have the all-or-nothing mindset. Now, that said, in the era of, games being able to be updated, when I call something out and you then choose to say, we hear what you're saying, but we don't care that much. I have a problem with that.
Got it.
What I mean?
This is going to be one of those games that we talked about this, where this is going to span a length of time. Feel in my bones, we've talked about it numerous times, that this is going to like span like several consoles or at least
years. Oh, it'll be like Skyrim.
Yeah, it'll be like Skyrim or GTA 5. Yeah,
or The Witcher.
Or The Witcher, yeah.
So it's going to be around for a while.
It's going to be around for a while, and they'll continue to add on to it, and they'll constantly have DLC and updates and things like that. So I agree. I think it won't come out day one, but if maybe next year or a couple years from now, they're like, okay, we've figured out how to
correctly address this.
Yes. No,
no, I think it's important. Obviously, in my opinion, it's a step in the right direction, but I'm not of that community, so therefore my opinion on it can only go so far.
That's like the thing, like we already saw with Andromeda how bad it can get, right?
True.
And
facts.
Their solution to that was, we're just gonna take that out because we goofed.
What level of gender do you want to see? Like, is it just a level of androgyny?
Right.
Male, female?
Or just get rid of the binary?
Matter?
Well, I think that's the thing. And to be clear, I'm not saying that all games
need to
do that. It's fine to say your character is either a man or a woman. I as a trans person, I prefer it not be that way, but I understand why you do.
Well, especially from a historical context.
Or from a game development standpoint. Yeah. Like, I understand that. But we're talking cyberpunk. We're talking in the future where all things are going to be mixed together. There should not be a ton of discussion about race. There should not be a ton of discussion about gender politics in the future, because we're all working towards the androgyny of the cyberpunk universe, which is famously very androgynous.
Yeah.
So
as a genre staple.
It is. Typically sci-fi, or even think about Altered Carbon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Concept of gender and race has really disappeared in a completely different way. It still exists in the sleeves, but since you can change sleeves at any time, if you have the money, of course, then it doesn't really matter anymore.
Gender,
what is gender other than what the body that you're in at that moment?
Yeah.
So when you talk about a futuristic setting, I would prefer the gender to be handled pretty well. Like, you set yourself a pretty high bar. Either make it so there's androgyny and let them choose your voice and all that stuff, whatever you want to do. Or, I don't see why you shouldn't just have kind of a little bit of everything available.
Yeah.
Right, so it's essentially, instead of being like, here's the male characteristics, here's the female characteristics, here's all characteristics.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pick and choose.
Or just make sliders.
Just
make sliders. Because, to me, when you put it in the binary, it still can be a little problematic, right? Because I put it, it's not the same, but I try to put it in the context of race of something that, is unchangeable about really oneself, and how you feel, and it dictates really everything you do.
Yeah.
There's so many variables to African Americans in particular,
right?
To where it goes far beyond skin tone and hair grade and voice there, because there are certain people when you hear them talk, you go, oh, they black.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even if their English is perfect, right? There's no tone, probably African American.
I think
person.
You could do the same thing with quite a few people.
So my thing is that if you use sliders for something like gender,
Where
if they are completely genderless, and that is how they want to be, put
dead
everything
center.
That's dead
true.
Center.
That then that brings up an interesting point. So if we're going to mess with gender, does sexuality have to play a part into these things? if there's a lot of romancing.
You could play it asexual.
Well, I mean, we're seeing that more and more with like games that have romance options for everything. Like, what did we just see about? I think it was Cyberpunk, wasn't it? Where they had the board with all the romance options, and it was just like horrendously complicated.
Oh, yeah, where they had
it was Baldur's Gate.
It was Baldur's Gate where they had the Kama Sutra layout.
Yeah,
where
exactly.
It was like, but everyone was like, it was like male, 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 female, 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 male,
male
female,
question mark?
Male, question mark, yeah. Female, two? Like,
see, that's the thing. Like, is that too much?
No.
No.
I don't think so either, but I think there's to a point when, as a developer, when you want to bring out a game and you're trying to think of like what you need in the game, is that one of the things you could put on the cutting room floor?
I've mentioned it in a past episode. Yahtzee with zero punctuation said it best when he was talking about his review of The Witcher 3. He's like, you know, once again, CD Projekt Red shows that if you're doing these massive open world sprawling games, there really is no substitute for putting the work in.
Yeah.
If you want to do that, you have to put the work in. Otherwise, you have a dull, empty world. And you can try and gussy it up all you want with, you know, AI-generated stuff and whatnot. But at the end of the day, as soon as people figure out those AI patterns, it gets dull and lifeless again.
And that's the one thing where I say Odyssey was almost too big because it's the opposite of Red Dead, where Red Dead felt big and in some cases empty for many people because of its fidelity in its natural beauty, and you could tell that is where their emphasis went.
Yeah.
But with Odyssey, there's just so much shit in it that it
you
was
hang from balls.
Yeah, it was just overwhelming. It was just like, oh my god, there's a town over here. There's a town over here. This island has a town. This island has a town. There's sea life. There's caves underwater. There's this. There's volcanoes and there's aliens. And you're just sitting around. And you're just like, what the fuck am I supposed to be doing?
Right.
Because there's
no
so much.
There's no substitute for putting the work in, though.
Exactly. And that's why I laud that game. Because I feel like Ubisoft took the time to say, you know what? We're actually going to make a good Assassin's Creed game. And they did. Instead of copy paste.
Yeah, well, okay. With
they got to two, and they did such a great job with two that they used the same engine ever since then.
Yeah. It just added like a key element, but yeah, it was the same idea.
Right. And then they got to Origins and they said, new gen. We can increase the amount of maths that we put into it and all this other stuff. But you're absolutely right, Callie. It's about putting the work in. So I'm looking forward to Cyberpunk because I'm all about virtuosity. I'm all about, you know, the game that took the time to reach out to an actual ad agency to create the ads inside of their video game so that they look and feel authentic to that world. Like that level of attention to detail. That level of, like, they had a video talking about the freaking car sounds. Like, we went to an actual racetrack and took 50 different cars.
With Keanu.
Oh, by the way, his motorcycle company has a unique motorcycle in Cyberpunk.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. So that's cool. So I'm looking forward to that. But we would be remiss to not talk about that. There are two brand new damn consoles coming out.
I mean,
there's that, too.
Am I excited for it?
Yeah.
Meh.
Oh, I'm excited for it. I understand, too, that, like, consoles at release are never the most exciting thing in the world, but...
We're at a point where, from PS4 to PS5, I'm not going to be blown away. Mm-hmm. Not, like, from PS2 to PS3. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or even PS3 to PS4. All right.
PS4 was a pretty good jump, yeah.
I don't feel that PS4 to PS5, outside of a few, like, maybe loading things and maybe faster pace and maybe some upgrades.
Quality
with
of life
quality.
Stuff.
But, like, as far as, like, gameplay and everything else, I think it'll surprise you.
I think obviously we won't see it till next year, maybe
I'll feel it.
Yeah, this time next year. First of all, you'll feel it.
Well, it'll be a moment where you're playing and you'll be like,
it's next gen.
I haven't loaded anything.
Maybe
I haven't. Or and not just that you haven't loaded, but you'll see it change in the way like worlds are designed. Because right now, worlds are designed to put in secret loading spots, basically.
Yeah.
You see a spot where it's like, this drags on for just a second too long.
So Ghost of Tsushima in the co-op does this excellently.
Yes. Yeah.
Where you literally go through a magic gate that sends you almost to like this otherworldly plane, where based on the mission you're doing, it's like a hyper hellish version of that. So if you're... having to kill, like, if you have to meet up with, like, this ghost specter archer guy, you go through this portal, and there's, like, a war where you see flaming arrows shooting between two castles, and there's dead bodies filled with arrows strewn all about. But it's a loading.
It's a loading, screen. What you're watching, right?
Right. You control your character, but it's a loading screen.
We're gonna see games developed differently because they're like things like that are gonna get cut out now. I don't know what, to your point, Chad. I don't know what that's gonna end up looking like. I just feel like there's gonna come a point in the next 6 months where you're playing on PS5 or on Xbox Series X and be like, oh, well, actually, yeah.
I mean, think about it like this.
You know what? It might be. It might be when you go back to PS4 or back to a prior system where you go. Here's
you know what, and this is probably where my meh comes from. I've gamed on a PC for better of 7-8 years, so I'm already there. I'm already past the point where I care about, oh, it's better because I already got it.
Well, I mean, but in the same sense, though, I think when you have these machines that are specifically crafted to game, I think there is optimization stuff that they could do far beyond a PC, which is supposed to be doing a bunch of other stuff, too.
They don't have all those extra stuff with the software.
I think there is something to that. But I agree with you for the most part. But I think the biggest thing we're going to see is always going to be something small. Like, to me, where back in, you know, the PS3 to PS4 era, where you went into an environment and you flew up in the sky and you saw the entire map, and there was no fog, the draw distance was objectively infinite, and everything was just there. If I saw it, I could go to it. That to me was like, holy, we made it, we did it.
Yeah,
I think every generation will have a moment like that where you go, and maybe it is the fact that you see a building, you could go in it. Stuff in it.
That's the thing. That is a key indicator of the next generation of gaming. If anything exists in this world and I can go in it freely, and I'm not outside of maybe, okay, the door's locked because it's someone's house, and
I shouldn't be able to go in there,
outside of stuff like that. I like GTA 5 suffers from this horribly. Yeah. Like, you're stuck outside unless it's like your weapons.
Unless
upgrade
it's a story.
Or there's a story there.
Yeah.
Like, we need that. We need that level of hugeness, huge open cityness, and then I can go in it. Like, maybe Cyberpunk is kind of touting they're going that direction.
Yeah. So we will see. There's a ton of stuff to look forward to. Next month, I mean, we're a couple weeks away. I mean, a month away from Cyberpunk, 3 weeks away from these console launches. I mean, or excuse me, 4 weeks away from these console launches. It's going to be a really crazy holiday season. And at this point, I think gaming has gotten to the point where nobody loses. Everybody's going to have a great experience. Everybody's going to have, even if you have a Switch, you're still having a great experience because what is made for the Switch is made for the Switch, and it's great.
Yep.
So
even when it's ported, it's good.
Yeah. So we hope everybody out there has a great weekend. Hope you are saving your ducats, because listen, I don't think the stimmies are coming through. The stimmy is not coming through. So make sure that you saving your ducats. If you pre-order the system and haven't paid it off, do it. If you're waiting on a new graphics card, be patient. Yeah. I don't think they coming.
Yeah. It's going to be a minute.
It's going to be a minute.
Double check what you're ordering on Amazon. Xbox Series X, not Xbox One X.
Parents out there, please check.
Yeah, double check.
Please double check. With that said, that's going to be it for the show. For Chad Callahan and Callie Sloan, we hope everybody out there has a great weekend. And let us all prematurely congratulate Callie on becoming Callie Scales.
Aww.
We welcome Sarah officially to the family now.
Yep. Monday, you're Callie Scales.
That is
correct.
You're
Callie Scales starting Monday. So everybody give a hand clap and congratulations for your wedding. May your taxes forever be altered.
Yes, they will be.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.